Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in everybody to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on this Tuesday. A big day for Chiefs fans, certainly. Travis Kelce gets a new deal. Maybe some encouraging signs for just how long Travis Kelce will be playing. We've got Patrick Mahomes, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Monday Night Raw. So we'll get into all of it as the boys hit the pro wrestling scene last night and some other things there. The Royals dropped the first one. We were right about our betting on that game last night. We'll get into that as well. So another big thing happening as it relates to both the Chiefs and Royals is you've got kind of some smoke coming out of Topeka as lawmakers are up there doing a lot of things. One of them is preparing potentially to sweeten up a pot to offer up the pro sports teams to come across the state line. What we're going to do is in our next segment, I'm going to bring in our 12 News political reporter, Sean Logging. He is all over all of this stuff. We're going to bring him on with us to get to the bottom of what exactly is happening. How real is this? What should we be thinking about right now? What is a star bond? We'll get into all of it with Sean in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But it's a fun day, a lot of interesting things happening. You can, of course, call us on the KFH hotline, the IHOP hotline, which is 869-1240. You can get in touch with us on social media, follow our pages. We've got all kinds of different things, Tommy and I, or the show specifically. You can watch our video streams and get in touch with us on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. So we'll have Sean to get to the latest of what's going on with Topeka with pro sports in just a little bit. Tommy, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. Busy morning. Glad to be here, though. And you and I were texting a little bit last night as this news was dropping out of Topeka. And I'm glad that we've got somebody that's probably a little bit more intelligent than you and I. You know, they can speak to what's going on up at the state house, yesterday, because it's a big deal. And I think at surface level, you know, we can probably dissect it. But there's a lot of like ins and outs in the world of politics that I don't particularly understand and I don't pretend to understand. So it'll be good to get some context on that.
Sean has more patience for politics than I do, than we do. So that'll be good. We'll have him on in just a little bit. The other stuff, Tommy, yesterday is the Kelce deal. And, you know, Travis Kelce signs. It's really confusing on what exactly happened other than he got paid another like $34 million. Was it an extension? Was it just a raise on what he currently had? There were about 90 different reports on exactly what it was that the Chiefs did with his contract. But the one thing we do know is they got a big raise. He'll now be the highest paid tight end in football, which is the way it should be. That the fact that that was ever in question was kind of laughable. The real question is, should he be paid like a wide receiver? But that's okay. He doesn't really care that much. It doesn't seem like. So they get that part taken care of. He is signed through 2027. I think when you see the money added to the next 2 years, that at least begins to give us maybe some indication, Tommy, of you've got at least 2 years of Kelce left. And it could be more because the deal goes further than that. But I think when you see the money coming in the next two, that's probably a pretty good indicator for at least for the next two seasons, the Chiefs will be able to count on Travis Kelce. Now, he missed 1,000 yards last year by 16 yards. It would have been, what, his eighth, I think, straight 1,000-yard season, which is just ridiculously lapping the field on that particular category. He was still second in the league in receiving yards. His touchdowns were way down, which was interesting. Still plenty of gas left in the tank. Is it the Travis Kelce of 2 years ago? Probably not. But I also think that there was a lot of added stuff on Kelce's plate last year. And I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm talking about unreliability on the line. Maybe, you know, limited a little bit of what he does. Not that he sits back and blocks very often, but also just that they didn't for a long time have any other options to go to. His catch total was way higher, right, than it normally is. But when you've got all those defenders there to stop him, maybe his yak is a little lower. I think he has a ton left in the tank, and I would venture to say that, and I would, you know, I don't think it's a long shot to say I think he'll be the best tight end in football again next year. Sam LaPorta is coming up on him after maybe the best rookie season for a tight end we've ever seen. But Kelce's got plenty left in the tank. Nothing to see here. I think, Tommy, we can look at this for at least the next 2 years and maybe more, but for at least the next two, things will be just fine for Kelce and KC.
Yeah, there were a couple of things that I thought about when this deal was announced. I wanted to go and see who the highest paid tight end was before Kelce. It's Darren Waller.
It was Kittle, right?
No, it's Darren Waller with the Giants.
Oh, he got that new deal. That's right.
And I'm like, okay, so Darren Waller becomes the most, the highest paid, the richest tight end in the league. And there's something wrong there, and they need to do what they can to try to make it better for Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce has a long history of taking probably less than the market value to help the team. Everybody talks about Patrick Mahomes restructuring his deal constantly, and for good reason. The quarterback is always the highest paid position on the team, and so it makes a larger impact when a guy like Patrick Mahomes takes less money than, you know, what he maybe is due or deserved. But it does mean something also when Travis Kelce can contribute some by not taking, you know, his full share of the money. And so I love the fact that there was an opportunity to be able to do that and reward him, lock him in. I do think it's ironic that there were all of these rumors leading up to the Super Bowl about how both Andy Reid and Travis Kelce were going to retire. Now both of them are locked in for at least a couple more years, and Andy Reid longer than that, it seems like. And now you've got this opportunity to keep the nucleus together for, you know, such a long time. I certainly didn't think, even if you go back to, you know, gosh, maybe almost 2 years ago, I certainly didn't think that we would be sitting here right now in 2024 with Reid, Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones all locked in long-term with the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought at least one of them would probably be gone, and that was probably going to be Chris Jones, but they're all back, and they're all going to continue on, you know, at least for a while longer, and at least for the three players, they're all but guaranteed, Mahomes, Kelce, and Jones, being Chiefs for their entire career.
The switch on Chris Jones has been interesting. But the other two, like whenever I look at Kelce and Andy Reid, all I ever think about is, could you imagine those guys not wanting to be on a football field? And, you know, that's what is a big part of what makes those two special. Chris Jones was in a little bit of a, you know, he was in a contract dispute. He wanted to be the highest paid, all those things. Sometimes you can't control that. Head coaches always get paid. We never hear about coaches wanting to get paid more. That just happens and takes care of itself. Travis Kelce's made it pretty clear, like, yeah, I'm underpaid, but I don't really care. I mean, on it, like, that's been his take. Yeah. Like, yep, I don't care, though. Like, I love it here. This is what I want to do. It's part of his appeal and why people love him so much, I think, is because he really does relate to the rest of us. I mean, we can all put ourselves in that situation and be like, I don't want to leave my friends and, like, everything I love. I'm making plenty of money right where I am. That's how most of us operate, yeah. Right? Like, it's, you know, that's a very normal thing to feel. We all pretend like chasing the most money is the thing that motivates all of us in life when we talk about pro athletes. And the reality is that's just not true for most of society. Like, most people would choose happiness over money 99 times out of 100. That's not the case in pro sports all the time. But there also aren't a lot of relationships in pro sports that get created that are the same as what the Chiefs have right now. And so, you know, I think you have to look at those things honestly, especially when Travis Kelce's telling you he doesn't really care, right? He's not even pretending. He's just like, whatever, man. I just want to play. I do this for free is, I think, the famous quote. I do this S for free is what Kelce likes to say. So here we go. And good on the Chiefs for taking care of him anyway. I mean, at some point, you still have to do the right thing. And that's what he needs. So good for that. We're going to have more on that and more on the night at Monday Night Raw for the Chiefs last night. Taylor Swift conspiracy theorist. I've got something for you on that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But the other big news as it relates to the Chiefs and the Royals and everything else comes from Topeka, as we keep getting this seesaw of the interest from the state of Kansas in bringing these teams across. Well, a lot of smoke yesterday. Sean Logging, our 12 News political reporter, is going to join us to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, how much should we be paying attention to it? We'll have Sean next. Stick with us. Sports Daily rolls forward on a Tuesday.
To get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Remind you that Shocker Baseball broadcasts are available live for free here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. You can tune in tonight at 5:45. Wichita State in Stillwater taking on Oklahoma State. You can listen to it live on the air or download the Odyssey app and just search for KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you on this Tuesday. A lot of smoke up from Topeka last night, late afternoon. There's a lot of things happening, so we're going to bring in 12 News political reporter Sean Logging, who is all over all of this stuff. And, you know, it was sort of, Sean, like, in one hand, you have all the attention on some of the more lightning rod political issues right now, a huge tax debate going on right now that we're all interested in, right? And then later in the afternoon, you get to back to all of this business regarding trying to lure pro sports over to the state of Kansas. Now, quick backstory for everybody. You go way back when Kansas got betting. I think I told you, Sean, like that day, I'm like, you watch. Kansas is about to get betting because the Chiefs are potentially on the market. Boom. Bipartisan. All gets rammed through the fastest it had ever been done. Then you get Laura Kelly basically like talking a little trash on the state of Missouri saying, yeah, come on over. The failed vote happens in KCMO, in Jackson County there. Laura Kelly sort of backs off of that, the governor, and says, well, you know, we don't really have that much money anyway. And then yesterday, this debate on, well, what can we do to get them over? So what happened yesterday? What has changed here in the last couple of weeks, or where does this all stand?
Yeah, so it's kind of a last-minute thing. So the legislature essentially is going to be wrapping up the session as possibly soon as today. So, like, this is going to be a very quick process. But yesterday afternoon, there was a conference committee where the commerce committees for both the House and Senate that met. Basically, you have six lawmakers, and they're basically just working out this deal, essentially, that would create a program where they would use the STAR bonds that currently are already offered here in the state of Kansas to help essentially pay for the stadium and associated infrastructure costs to try to attract potentially the Chiefs, Royals, or another professional sports team to Kansas.
Sean, how much of this, from the state of Kansas perspective, is strategic versus opportunistic? Is this something that, do you think, in the back of lawmakers' minds, they've been interested in or wanting to maybe pursue for a long time? Or is this primarily, you know, fairly recent just because of the way that Missouri has handled the way that things have gone with the Chiefs and the Royals?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both here. So, of course, you had that professional sports fund that was created after sports betting became legal here in Kansas. That's created a little bit of money, a few million dollars, but definitely not enough to help essentially build a a stadium or actually facilitate a team here in the state of Kansas. But of course, after that vote in Missouri here earlier this year, that kind of opened the floodgates essentially. And so this is essentially another avenue that lawmakers are looking at to try to essentially lure a team here across state lines into Kansas. And of course, the big question right now too is, even though we have this conference committee here meeting yesterday, it sounds like there's essentially a deal between Senate and House on essentially this type of legislation. The big question now is, will it actually be supported by the full Senate and House bodies, which still have to vote on this?
So there is some, not much money that has been set aside from basically the gambling funds to help do this. I think that's what the governor was saying. We don't have nearly enough there, but it's something. Yeah. So what does a star bond then look like? Well, explain to folks what exactly a star bond is and how it affects all of our pocketbooks. Maybe it doesn't affect all of our pocketbooks, but maybe people just up there in that region. What does that look like when that happens?
Yeah, so a good example is like star bonds have been used for years here in Kansas and basically allows municipalities to essentially basically provide the bond, essentially the funding for a project, and then it will be paid back through sales tax revenue in the district or area around that project. A good example here in Wichita is the Riverfront Baseball Stadium development. That's a star bond project. And so basically every time you buy something in the Delano area, like the sales tax from that goes to help pay off that project. Another example here in Wichita is like K96 in Greenwich. That is also a star bond project. And so basically anytime you are buying or shopping or going to a restaurant there or anything like that, like part of that sales tax funding is going to help pay back that project.
I want to ask you about our governor, Laura Kelly, for a second. And I know that I think it was just a couple of years ago that she and Mike Parson in Missouri had kind of a little bit of a truce as far as like, you know, not trying to steal businesses from the other state and that sort of thing. But then I know that, you know, Kelly was on record saying that that doesn't apply to professional sports teams from the perspective of the governor's office. And even, you know, not just, you know, for the ability to attract one or both of these teams, but from a political standpoint for her political future, is this something you feel like she would be really interested in pursuing and breaking that truce? Or what do you think the perspective is from the governor's mansion?
Well, the big thing, too, is like she's in her second term, so she has term limits, so she can't run for re-election here in 2 years. So basically, it kind of really doesn't help her, if, say, for an election. So, but of course, like anytime you can probably bring a professional sports team to Kansas, it's going to be a big deal for the state of Kansas. And so, like, of course, the governor will probably take any win that she can. The big question, though, too, is just, of course, what could Missouri or what could Jackson County still do to try to keep the Chiefs or Royals there or prevent a sports team from leaving the state?
It's interesting, Sean. So I was pretty surprised at the Jackson County outcome. I was surprised that it failed. I was definitely surprised by the margin. I don't think there's any way in the current climate that you're persuading that many voters to change their minds on any issue. I don't think Jackson County, by doing the extension, has any chance to get this done. That's an opportunity, I think, for the state of Kansas. Now, whether or not people want that opportunity, I guess, is a good question here. But I do think in general terms, there seems to be more of an appetite for the star bond avenue. I'm a little surprised Jackson County hasn't done that. I don't know if they even can do it in the state of Missouri. But I think, at least we've seen in recent history here, when you give people the opportunity to pay for things through sales tax, which is what they're doing in Jackson County anyway, but not like, I don't know, an added tax to, you know, just the regular income tax or using money that's already in the budget, it seems to me historically there is a better appetite for doing something like that. If the lawmakers wanted to do this and they can get this done and the chief said, all right, you know what, we'll do it. Do you think the public has the appetite for that? I kind of feel like they do here to do something like that. Because if you're in Sedgwick County, I mean, this doesn't cost you any money unless you're up there using the stadium, right?
Yeah, essentially, like anytime you go up there, so if this happens, anytime you go up there and like shop at the neighboring businesses or restaurants, like that's when you're actually paying for it, essentially. But yeah, on the appetite for the state of Kansas, I don't know if I have a good answer for that. Of course, it's kind of a wait and see, essentially, to see if this actually gets through, becomes law, as it still needs to do. But of course, the lawmakers up in Pica, at least the members of this conference committee, seem very willing to move forward with this effort. They seem like they were mentioning yesterday, they were talking about, let's go get a professional sports team. So we'll see what happens in the legislature here, either today or tomorrow, potentially.
I know it's hard to tell, Sean, about the overall success rate of utilizing star bonds for projects because, you know, of course, you're waiting for the future to kind of play out, you know, to see if the sales tax revenue, you know, can really offset the cost of these projects. But knowing that Kansas has this in its back pocket, are there, I know you've listed some of the examples, at least in the Wichita area. Do you know about like early returns on some of these star bond projects and how successful they've been?
Yeah, so some other ones like Children's Mercy, the project for like Sporting KC, like that was used, had a star bond used, like the racetrack up in Kansas City, Wyandotte County as well. That was a star bond project. So those, I think the racetrack one, that's still being paid off, but like that was a larger project. And so like that's a more, like you're just basically, you have a bit more like of a longer term window to pay that off, of course. But like when it comes to the deal that lawmakers are working out for potentially getting a professional sports team, like they're looking at a basically a 30-year window to pay back that project. And so basically it's very much a long-term investment. So if it provides a return on investment too, that's going to be a wait and see essentially.
Sean Logging joining us, 12 News political reporter. Sean's brain knows everything about everything. It's remarkable. We are very appreciative to have him at 12 News. By the way, on all this, you could follow him on Twitter for updates at KWCH Sean. That's S-H-A-W-N, not one of those weird S-H-A-U-Ns, Sean. So at KWCH Sean there to get the latest on this stuff. So where are we in the process then, Sean? If the legislative body pushes this through and says, yes, we want to do it, do they need both the House and Senate vote? And then if that happens, is the governor expected to sign off on that as we're sitting in the veto session right now, or would she veto? Where does she stand, I guess, on it, and where does this still need to go? Like, what are the steps that would still have to happen?
Yeah, so yesterday we had the conference committee. So basically now we'll go to the floor. So both the House and the Senate would need to basically pass it out. And then, of course, it would go to the governor's desk. She would have to either sign it, let it go into law without her signature, or veto it. And so where the governor is at this, it's going to be a calculation of whether she sees this as a good investment for Kansas, essentially. Like on the tax cut bill, like she's concerned about the long-term cost of that. So, of course, that's something she's going to be weighing, is just kind of, is this going to be worth the interest and the time that Kansas has spent to build this stadium, build the infrastructure around it, things like that. But of course, like overall, like if it has like a lot of bipartisan support, you can imagine the governor supporting it as well, because in the end, getting a professional sports team here in Kansas is going to be a good thing for essentially everyone.
I mean, she said she supported it when all of this first got rumbled around. She was kind of the torch carrier on making this noise in the first place, right?
Yeah, like recently she says like she's not going to be like actively pursuing it, but it sounds like initially she was very much open to either the Chiefs, potentially the Royals, kind of moving across state lines through to Kansas. So she's put herself out there as someone that is willing to at least explore this option. Whether or not she's actually going to be the one that's the driving force behind it, that kind of still has to be seen.
Okay. Well, Sean, we appreciate it. We really appreciate you hopping on here with us. I know you've got a busy day there at 12 News. Again, follow along with Sean on his social media pages. I try to goad Sean into taking a stand on some of these things all the time. He won't do it. So you're going to get a straight down the middle, great representation of all of this stuff. Follow Sean. He's the best in town at this. We appreciate it, Sean. I know you got a busy day. Thanks for hopping on here with us for a few minutes.
No worries, Jacob. No worries, Tommy. Take care.
All right, there goes Sean Logging. I can't get Sean to do it. We can do it, Tommy, though. We can banter about this a little bit.
Yeah.
It is interesting, and I don't take stances on this stuff, you know, intentionally too, because of what I do for a living over there at 12 News. But I do like exploring the intricacies of it and trying to get a feel for it. I want to know, like, what is the appetite here for this? I think star bonds are generally pretty popular. They do make sense to me. I kind of like the idea of them because it at least, you know, sometimes when we give tax incentives and advantages to here, let me start that back just a little bit. So on the same day, we're getting pushback and trying to figure out, we got this huge surplus. Like, I'm a business owner now. All of our property taxes, if you own a house, have gone up at just a stupid, absurd, obscene amount in recent years. Like, we'd all like to get a little of our money back, right? So then you have this situation where it's like, okay, well, the state also wants to spend money on this. Like, to me, I do always feel like there's more of an appetite to pay that stuff through sales tax, right? So it doesn't really impact the budget as much. It's sales tax driven. And the other thing that makes sense on those to me is it's paid for in the area it's being used. The economic benefit of having the Chiefs in the state of Kansas, no matter what, you know, PowerPoint they present, doesn't really impact us that much in the in Sedgwick County.
Yeah.
Unless we go up there and use it, right? Now, it really impacts them up there, right? Jobs, you know, tourism dollars, all of that stuff going into effect up there, totally. How do you pay for that, though, at a state level when it doesn't affect everybody the same way? Well, sales tax in the area it's driven has always made sense to me rather than big tax cuts to mega companies coming in. We don't always see the benefit of where those are placed, no matter where they're placed in Kansas. Same vice versa, too. If something comes into Wichita, does it really benefit the people in Garden City? Probably not. So it's always an interesting strategic debate and discussion to see how these things come up. But I do think star bonds typically are a little bit more popular than just straight up tax, you know, incentives.
The only thing that I wonder about, and I, you know, I know that nobody has a crystal ball, so, you know, it's hard to really be able to track this. And I asked Sean this question, what's the early returns on success rates for star bond projects? If you're talking about 30 years down the line, you know, it'll be our kids that will know, you know, well, that's true, but there's not, when it comes to a lease, there's not, you know, the tax revenue that's being generated, you know, to pay for it at that point. So I feel like, I just wonder, if you get 30 years down the line, what happens if a project doesn't generate enough revenue to pay for the entire project at the end of the 30 years? Then at that point,
I assume you pay for you is pay, the you
next
the
is the next generation then responsible for paying off the remainder? You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that I wonder about when it comes.
Probably.
And I may have I may not fully understand the exact way that, you know, all the star bonds work.
I just looked up some of the results actually.
Yeah.
On how these star bond things have issued out, and there was an audit that I found back from 2020, and that's some of the more recent stuff I could find, but it was a report about how star bond money was working in the state of Kansas, and basically it was coming up short. It was coming up fairly short on expectations, tourism, all sorts of things. However, they said very much specifically that it was something along the lines of almost 80% of the star bonds issued that up to that point had been for Village West, that area up in the Kansas City area where they have the NASCAR track,
the Speedway and
Children's Mercy Park and all that stuff. And they specifically left that out of the audit because they said it would have entirely changed the tone of the audit. So when looking into it,
in a negative way?
No, in a positive way. When you actually bring Village.
So that tourism area was maybe the outlier as far as
in a good way.
In a good way, as far as the success rate of star bonds.
In fact, it pays for the rest of the star bond projects.
Wow. Okay.
By itself.
Yeah. So I don't know what the percentage is. I should have asked Sean that. I don't know if it's like a set percentage or if that's variable. But if it's sales tax driven. I mean, if you're talking, I'm going to just make up a number, okay? So, because I don't know, and I don't like to do that, but just for the sake of this discussion, let's say it's 2%. Because it's not that. What was it, 0.75 on something like that on every cent or something? I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, when you're considering, let's take the Chiefs specifically, because I do want to also discuss which of these teams Kansas should be interested in. But if you're putting, you know, 70,000 people in a stadium 30 times a year, right? So that's, I mean.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I think that's probably I don't know how many events they have at Arrowhead, but let's say that's 2.1 million people. I mean, what are they paying for an average ticket to get into Arrowhead for a concert, whatever? $100
$100 probably.
Right?
Yeah.
$100
Minimum.
You know, so you're looking at now that's what? Two, let's, I think that's $2 billion, right? $210 million. So that's, and that's just the ticket portion, right? That's not the concessions. And then let's say it would be a 2% sales tax on that. I mean, that's $4.2 million. Right, so if you've got a $2 billion project, you know, which it probably the Chiefs are going to get into. Nah, that's not going to be that high. Let's say it's a $1 billion stadium. How many zeros is that? Good Lord, that's $100 million. That's $1 billion there.
Doing basic math here on Sports Daily.
Divided by 4.2 million. You know, that's 238 years that would take. So it's obviously going to have to be more than that. But you got concessions. I mean, these venues aren't making all their money, and that doesn't consider either everything that goes around that stadium, all of that food, all of that hotel, all of that everything, and whatever that district ends up being also gets that same tax. I mean,
don't you think, though, and I'm not trying to be negative about the Star Bonds process, because I know that there have been things that have been successful, and there have been things in our own community that we wouldn't have as far as amenities and things like that without Star Bonds.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to be negative about the Star Bond process. But don't you think there's, you know, maybe a slight concern that maybe all we're doing with all of these projects is just kicking the can down the road? And, you know, then ultimately, like, we're kind of mortgaging the future, and then the bill's going to come due at the end of 30 years, and our kids aren't going to, like, they're going to have to pay for all of this stuff that we want to have right now. I mean, that I'm not saying it's a bad thing overall, because I do understand it's a popular way to generate tourism dollars and have, you know, all of these brand new amenities without passing down the tax burden right away to the taxpayers. but eventually that bill's going to come due. I think that would be the only thing that would concern me slightly.
It is. I think you have to think about it too. Not every situation is the same. Let's say LA, right? LA doesn't need to be doing star bonds to bring anything in. They don't, you know, LA is LA already. Whether they have whatever, you know, it doesn't really matter. And that's probably part of the reason you had an ownership group just paying for their own stadium. It doesn't really add to the appeal of LA. I mean, it does to some degree, right?
People are coming to LA regardless.
In Kansas, one of the challenges our state has absolutely is still bringing people into the state of Kansas.
And getting people to spend their money in this state
and live here, work here, correct.
All of that. Yes. I get that. I understand that.
So I think you can't look at every situation the same way. And so there's also an opportunity to pull money from across the street here, which has got some appeal, right? If you're looking at that, and we're competitive as a state, and we do want to compete economically with Missouri as a state. I think that stuff is important. It is important. And so there's all different ways that this happens. And I think the problem is we try to loop them all together. So, you know, does bringing a battery plant to the KC Mo area and giving them this huge tax incentive, just flat tax break, right? That's not a star bond issue. Does that benefit us here? That's a good debate to have, right? Because our tax dollars do go to bring that here. There's no question about that. Our tax dollars don't really, unless this doesn't get paid for, and that's why you have to really look at, you know, past history. And, you know, if in fact the, you know, Children's Mercy NASCAR area is wildly successful, which it sounds like based on what Jad was able to find, it is, and we can look at that, then, yeah, I think you have to look at them all differently. The reality is, at the same time this is being discussed in Topeka, Kansas has $3 billion of surplus, right? So somewhere that when they made the decision to build a NASCAR track and soccer stadium, kick that can down the road. How long ago did that happen? 20 years now? Are we 20 years into that? Probably.
Maybe not quite, but we're close, I would think.
I mean, we're not sitting there. We got a $3 billion tax surplus right now. So, I mean, you know, that, and that's a different debate, like give us some of our money back. And I wanted to give Sean a hard time to ask him about that, but I'm not going to do that because he's just not going to take my bait. But like, they're debating how to get some of us our money back right now because they have too much of it. And I appreciate that, right? Governments should try to operate at zero, right? You shouldn't try to operate with a surplus or a deficit. You should try to operate at zero. It's not like a business. A business, you want to operate all in the, you know, all in the black and have this great surplus. That's great. A government needs to operate at net zero, right? Can we pay for what we've got? And everything else should come back to the people, in theory. So a star bond doesn't really impact that, at least in the way I've always understood star bonds. But you have to look at the research, right? If there's a history of failing with star bonds, you don't want to do that. But it doesn't sound like there is with this particular venture. It sounds like in this particular venture, it's probably been successful, which is probably why there's an appetite for it.
Yeah, and I guess you're right. We are over 20 years from that area. 2002 is when Village West opened. Kansas Speedway opened in 2001. Legends Field opened in 2002. Children's Mercy is a little bit newer. That opened in 2011. But still, that entire area, we're now over 20 years from there.
The other thing that's really interesting on this to me, it's hard to ever get a true sense of what a politician's feeling, because even more than their pro football team, a politician loves their politics more, right? So I don't get the sense that pro sports stadiums have a particular like left right by like, you know, where, you know, where people will fall based on what. I don't know that pro sports really has
they're going to look at free enterprise. I mean, like, that's going to be kind of the key driver.
What I'm saying is, like, you can take a lot of political issues and you can know where a politician stands based on the letter in front of their name. Sure. I don't think that's the case with pro sports teams. So I do think we actually have an opportunity to get healthy debate, discussion, and everything, because it's pretty bipartisan. There isn't really a hard line on these things. So I'm curious to see what comes out of it. Like, what are the numbers? Does this make sense? It's a big opportunity. There's no doubt about that. When we come back, is it just Chiefs? Should it be Chiefs Royals? Like, what should we be interested in here in this circumstance that is presenting itself for the state of Kansas? It's Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Caster. Fun discussion today. This stuff is really interesting to me. We'll talk about it more next. All right, welcome back, everybody, here to Sports Daily. Mornings at KFH. Staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Always appreciate them fueling us up each and every morning. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Always appreciate their support on the program as well. Get out to Crestview. Great time to join. The pool's going to open up soon. All kinds of memberships out there. If you're not a golfer, per se, they have social memberships where you can just get access to the pool and all the camps and great stuff for the kids. Give them a call. Tell them Sports Daily sent you over and see what they have going right now.
My my three-year-old is starting swim lessons today. So I think he's there. I think he's there now, right now, having swim lessons with my wife. And, you know, part of it is let's get him ready for the pool this summer out at Crestview and, you know, have him be able to know what he's doing out there. So, yep, that's what we're into right now.
Our four-year-old is getting close, and he's going to do the same thing. And I thought, yeah, I was like, all right, that pool opens Memorial Day.
Yep.
We got a stretch of time here. Let's get him in there and see if we can't get him swimming before then, because he's close. Yeah, we're in the same boat. So we've got this, you know, this debate happening, I guess, in Topeka, Tommy. And I think because the Chiefs and Royals have been across the street from each other forever, we just continue to think about the Chiefs and Royals bundled together, but that's really not the case. Like, it's not like you have to do this for both of them. Should Kansas be interested in both of them? Double the money, you got to build two new stadiums. Or do you just say, we want the Chiefs and the Royals can stay in Missouri? I think it's an honest question.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons, I do think getting the Royals downtown, if they're going to move away from Kauffman, does make the most sense. But there are teams like the Braves right now who've kind of gone out to the burbs. I mean, the Rangers play in Arlington and not Dallas. That's certainly not. There are some cool things you can do around a baseball stadium. Don't get me wrong, like really cool things, and have 81 dates there, home dates. So I'm fine with it. I don't know that I love a $2 billion price tag or whatever, but I guess if you don't have to create the downtown infrastructure, maybe that price tag comes down. I would tell you this. If it's at the price tag they floated out there to go into downtown Kansas City, Missouri, I'd probably tell you I'm not very interested in that. If it's far less than that because it doesn't take that cost to not put one downtown, okay, I'd be more inclined to listen. The problem is they do compete with each other a little bit when you're talking about the non-actual game use. So, like, you're going to have Arrowhead and in theory, Kauffman sitting there. Like, are they both getting used? I don't think Kauffman's hosting outdoor concerts, you know, like Arrowhead does. So you kind of have a little of that going on, too. But you'd have to, for me, you'd have to really bring that price tag down on the Royals, because if the Chiefs have to build a new stadium, like if they have to do a new Arrowhead, that price tag is going to be massive. And that's going to, you know, to take on both of them might be a lot.
I think that's pushing it. It would really surprise me if the state of Kansas is able to figure out, Starbond or not, the financials to build two brand new stadiums for both of those teams at around the same time. That's been the challenge with the fact that their leases are tied together and they're all kind of, you know, in bed together, because if they were both going to move to one location, then you're talking about two stadiums at once. And so I know that Clark Hunt mentioned during the draft that, you know, at this point right now, like there's nothing that prohibits these teams from kind of going off and doing their own thing. They could always come back together if they needed to, but I think it behooves both the Royals and the Chiefs to explore additional options independent from one another. And I think that more than likely, yeah, I think that they would love, I think Kansas would love to have the Chiefs come over, but I think realistically, probably gonna be the Royals if I had to choose one. Like, if there were betting odds, I would say probably the betting favorite would probably be the Royals. A less expensive stadium. You could, in theory, I don't know about locations, but in theory, you could attach it to Village West and Legends and all of that. You could kind of have it be part of that in Wyandotte County. As you mentioned, 81 dates over the course of the season. Ken on our video stream mentions not only 81 dates, but 81 dates in beautiful weather for the most part, you know, versus the dead of winter with the Chiefs. So I do think it's probably, like, if I had to guess one or the other, I'd probably say Royals.
Senator Tommy Caster, you're casting your vote.
Yeah.
One, both, neither. What would you vote for? And if it's one, which one would it be? Not what do you think? What would you vote for? What would you be inclined to pursue?
I would want to probably pursue both to get started. And then if that doesn't seem feasible, then I think, you know, the backup plan is probably the Chiefs. And then the backup to that's probably the Royals. And I would imagine that's, knowing the way that our political system works, it's probably where it's going to fall to.
I think I'd start with Chiefs only, then go to both, then go to Royals only.
But you know what? At the end of the day, like, I know we both put the Royals as kind of the plan C, but that's not a bad plan C. I mean, it's not like you're losing with any of these options.
I just think the Royals are better served combining with the Chiefs didn't help them get the vote they needed.
Right.
So, okay, break it apart. Go back. Don't attack this through Jackson County only. Attack it through the city itself and still try to get downtown if you can, I think. I just think it makes more sense for the Royals to do that. This is really interesting stuff, and I know people might think this is a pipe dream. It is not. Just remember how quickly they ran through sports betting. It's always the example to remember. It had been a debate for decades until this got thrown out there, and then boom!
And remember when it came through, and we learned that there was the provision in there for the fund for a professional sports team.
Yep.
And I remember, at least, I don't know about you, but I was like, okay, yeah, right. Like, Kansas is not going to get a professional sports team. And here we are. And you know what? If this all comes to fruition one way or another, I think Missouri's going to look back on this in retrospect and kick themselves. They already lost the Rams.
They'll regret it.
They already lost the Rams.
They'll regret it.
You know, and they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah, they'll regret it. There's no doubt. Whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision, there is perception in play for your state. And that's a factor in all this. It really is. All right, the IHOP hotline's open. You can chime in, 869-1240. The Shockers add a player yesterday. The Cats lose a player that really surprised me. We have both of those. We'll get more into Travis Kelce, his future with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs night at Monday Night Raw. As we make our transition into the next hour, let's give away some HTO, free iced tea, free rain coffee, for the first caller on that IHOP hotline. You can get the tea at either Wichita location or in Derby. You can get the free rain coffee in Derby or in East Wichita. Good luck, everybody. First caller right now wins those prizes. We'll come back. Hour number two coming up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.